Hampshire KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Friday, mostly cloudy, upper 20s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 3. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. As we head into Saturday, mostly cloudy and cold. We'll see temperatures right around 6. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 6 below. For Sunday, partly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures near 0. Currently, it's 27.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Wall Street investment firms are once again putting money into farmland. Institutional investors are buying up farmland as farmers who would normally be competing for the land are hanging on to their cash. This investment money can mean different things for local ag communities. Some institutions will purchase land and lease it back to a farmer who can then continue to operate. Brian Wise is Director of Acquisitions for U.S. Agriculture of Indiana, and he says deals like that are standard practice for his company. Now, that is good news for agribusinesses in the area, as the farmer's business relationship with those retailers can stay intact. However, if a farmer's financial records and position are less than solid, firms often choose to rent to another producer. Investment firms have been known to make very large purchases of land. Denver-based Farmland Partners Incorporated bought more than 8,600 acres of land in Illinois at a cost of $55.3 million. However, firms own less than 1% of the $2.5 trillion land market in the U.S. Farmers or their families own or control 61% of the 91 million acres on U.S. farms. The bi-monthly Farm Journal Pulse survey recently asked farmers a simple question. Do you think the U.S. should withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement? About one-third of the nearly 900 responses were positive. Producers who voted for getting rid of the agreement did so because they believe the ag economy would be better off without the trade deal, or because they believe the U.S. can negotiate better deals individually with Canada and Mexico. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed. Break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground. Helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Family and friends are a wonderful part of Christmas. Citizens National Bank, headquartered in Greenleaf, has celebrated 100 years of banking excellence, and they thank you for your support and loyalty. A very happy holiday season from the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf. Hometown Lumber and Hardware wishes you all the joys of the season and every happiness throughout the new year. Hometown Lumber can assist you in your house design, kitchen design, or whatever your project might be. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season be yours throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy. as you relish the goodies, decorate every nook and corner of your home, and enjoy the get-togethers. Kikkei for Embusing, certified public accountants, hope that the joy and festivities continue to radiate in your lives long after Christmas is gone. Now with two locations in Marysville and Seneca, holiday cheer from Kikkei for Embusing, certified public accountants.
Ornaments shine bright as that first star above. Let your light shine this season and in the new year to come. A holiday greeting from Linda's Insurance Agency, Linda Schmitz in Marysville. A toast to health, happiness, and goodwill to man. We salute our customers from Blue Valley Telecommunications and BVTV. As the snow falls and the fire crackles, we gather together with hearth and home, as family and as friends. Thank you, friends, from Midwest Products of Hanover. Memories made, memories shared, memories cherished. May all of your memories be the best of this holiday season from Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover. And a hearty ho-ho and best wishes, too, to you and yours. Here's for the best in the new year ahead from Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. An attorney for the family of a black Kansas man fatally shot by police says family members believe officers violated his constitutional rights and did not need to use deadly force. An attorney says that police body camera footage shows that 30-year-old Dominic White was clearly trying to run away when two Topeka officers shot him September 28th near a Topeka park. State auditors have found that less than a quarter of the court-appointed advocates for abused and neglected children they surveyed say prospective same-sex parents are treated differently than heterosexual couples in Kansas foster care system. Auditors also found that about 37% of those surveyed were aware of a child who was moved from or denied placement in an LGBT home. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good at participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Pride of the Farm waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills, well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Top Kansas lawmakers are preparing to review proposed changes in the legislature's policy against sexual harassment. The Women's Foundation will release its recommended changes today during a State House news conference with Senate President Susan Weigel. The foundation is a Kansas City, Missouri-based group that promotes gender equality, and the legislative leaders turn to its attorneys for help in revising a policy that has been unchanged since 1994. Kansas City's NAACP branch says it opposes a weapon screening effort in the Westport Bar and Entertainment District that involves privatizing some sidewalks in the area. Last week, the city council voted in favor of a pair of ordinances that would allow the city to relinquish its ownership of the sidewalks along the district's main corridors to Westport Community Improvement District. The action will allow metal detection checkpoints on weekend nights starting in the spring. Opponents worry that the approach could lead to discrimination and sets a bad precedent of giving away public assets to private interests. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A man arrested in Tennessee in the fatal shootings of his parents and a niece in Omaha has agreed to be returned to Nebraska to face murder charges. 46-year-old John Dalton Jr. waived his right to an extradition hearing yesterday in Jackson, Tennessee. Dalton is charged with first-degree murder in the killings of 70-year-old John Dalton Sr., 65-year-old Gene Dalton, and 18-year-old Leona Dalton Phillip in Omaha Tuesday. A suburban Omaha assistant high school principal is facing sex assault charges, accused of having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old student. Douglas County jail records show 45-year-old Matthew Fed remains in custody. He's been placed on administrative leave from his job at Millard South High School. He has been a district employee since 2012. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's good news. Power feeds are now available in pellet and cube form for cattlemen. PTUSA is introducing Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube that's an excellent supplement for your cattle and one of the most valuable protein sources available. Power Cubes are available in bulk and soon in bag and can be delivered or picked up at the plant in York, Nebraska. Power Cubes from PTUSA, the next generation of feed. Call David today at 402-509-8775 or go online to dialinyourfeed.com. That's dialinyourfeed.com.
Mid-America Ag Network, one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Jen Horn. Trinity Lutheran Church in Hanover has canceled services for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day due to the extreme cold. That's Trinity Lutheran Church in Hanover canceling New Year's Day and New Year's Eve services. Shirley Spitzer, age 88, of Pawnee City, passed away December 27. Funeral service will be Tuesday, January 2nd at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Pawnee City. Interment will be at Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation is Monday, January 1st from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. with family receiving friends 6 to 8 p.m. at Wary Mortuary. Wary Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Shirley Spitzer. There was a fire in Frankfort at 10 a.m. Wednesday morning at the home of Marlon Guerin and Lacey Winslow. There were no injuries, but the home is a complete loss. Cause is thought to be a wood stove. Frankfort City Hall is taking donations for the family. You can call 292-4240 for more information. The K-State Research and Extension Office will be having a corn school in Marysville on February 1st starting at 9 a.m. to about 1 p.m. at the Helvering Center. The meeting will focus on weed control, corn management, soil fertility, and disease.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in innerspring, hybrid, and memory foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week. With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizen State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizen State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation, Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year. The Wagon Wheel is serving up some special dinners to ring in the new year. Prime ribs, surf and turf, and chicken parmesan will be on the menu from 5 to 9 Sunday, New Year's Eve. And of course, the full menu will be available, complete with appetizers, desserts, and a full bar. Come on down to the Wagon Wheel Sunday evening, New Year's Eve, from 5 to 9.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a low pressure system pushing across the central parts of the Midwest, it looks like we're just going to see cloudy skies as we head through the day tonight and continuing into a Saturday. The main concern is we're going to see another round of Arctic air push in from the north. So we're going to see highs only in the single digits as we head into Saturday, 0 degrees for Sunday and low temperatures below zero for the nighttime hours. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy skies, upper 20s, winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Cloudy for tonight will drop down to 3, wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, cloudy skies with a high near 6. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, very cold, will drop down to 6 below 0. For Sunday, it looks like partly sunny skies with highs right around 0. And Sunday night, mostly clear, very cold, actual temperatures at 15 below 0. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Can you remember your New Year's resolution from last year? It's all about the short shelf life of our good intentions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Ever had buyer's regret? A pair of shoes you didn't really need? Electronics obsolete before you even plug them in? Or tens of thousands of dollars of timeshare regret? That's what you get when you're stuck with a timeshare agreement you don't want anymore. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, the leaders in helping folks get out of timeshares and erasing regret. See if you qualify. For valuable free information, call 1-800-908-3957. Maybe you made an impulse buy that has become a financial burden you can no longer afford. Maybe you don't use the timeshare enough to make it worthwhile. Maybe you were pressured by a timeshare salesperson into making a bad decision. Now you want out because your timeshare isn't a fun escape. It's a waste of your money. With decades of experience, we're your number one trusted option with fast, professional service. No middlemen, no cutting corners, no more timeshare regret. See if you qualify. For valuable free information, call 1-800-908-3957. That's 1-800-908-3957.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Actors Ted Danson and Mary Tyler Moore all share a birthday. Here's some sobering news about New Year's resolutions. People who study such things say you probably won't maintain a resolution more than a few months. Researchers have found that at least a quarter of us will have broken our resolution by the first week of January, and more than half will have forgotten it by mid-year. Still, it's better to have a goal than none at all. Resolvers are 10 times more likely to attain goals than non-resolvers. The best advice? Keep your goals realistic and achievable. It's better to revise them upward later than be discouraged by early failure. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Drive in style with a new 2018 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville. They have a new 2018 Buick LaCrosse, the new 2018 Chevy Traverse, and a sporty new 2018 Chevy Camaro. Available for your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Alex Smith will spend this week helping to groom Patrick Mahomes to make his NFL debut at quarterback for the Chiefs. The awkward part is Smith might also be helping to groom Mahomes to replace him next season. Smith's contract becomes pricey, and the Chiefs have little salary cap space, which means Smith could be released by the Chiefs after the best season of his career. And both the Chiefs and the Broncos are turning to young quarterbacks in their season finale Sunday in Denver. The Chiefs, of course, wanting to get a sneak peek at Mahomes. The Broncos are wanting to get another look at their 2016 first-round pick, Paxton Lynch. Again, this will be Mahomes' NFL debut, but Lynch is hoping to make a better impression with his fourth NFL start and his second start this season. Mid-America Network Sports.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Come one, come all. Come from far and near. The Topeka Farm Show is almost here. January 9, 10, and 11. Three big days at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, and it's all free. See all the latest in farming and ranching technology, plus Scott Daly Horse Clinics. Register to win a Doolittle utility trailer and 50 acres of Midland seed corn. That's over a $4,200 value. It's the Topeka Farm Show, January 9, 10, and 11 in Topeka. Don't you dare miss it.
Wichita's mayor says 2018 could be a good year for baseball fans in the Air Capital. Yesterday, Mayor Jeff Longwell didn't reveal much about where a minor league team affiliated with Major League Baseball would come from, other than to rule out the states of Hawaii and Alaska. Longwell said he recently received a text message from the owner of a minor league team possibly eyeing Wichita for its new home. Longwell says that message said, quote, looking forward to 2018, end quote. The Wichita State Shockers looking forward to their first ever American Athletic Conference game. Saturday will officially be 267 days since the Shockers accepted their invitation to join the AAC and leave the Missouri Valley Conference behind. Saturday will also be the men's conference opener against UConn. And after K-State State's victory in the Cactus Bowl, head coach Bill Snyder being tight-lipped about his future plans, saying it hasn't been decided yet. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional Barber Stylist is proud to support the Beatrice Orangeman boys basketball team and wants the athletes to know how proud everyone is of their hard work, determination, and skill. Good luck at the holiday tournament, guys. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
K-State fans, use the Force to start the new year as the Wildcats host Star Wars Day January 1st in Bramlage Coliseum. Tip-off against the Mountaineers is set for 4 p.m., but make sure you arrive early to enjoy pregame activities on the concourse. Wear your best costume for the chance to win prizes, including drones and droids. Tickets start at $12.50 with a Wildcat 4-pack or purchase a $20 Bramlage bundle that includes a game ticket, $10 concessions voucher, and a souvenir from the K-State Superstore. Choose the light side and order your tickets today at kstatesports.com.
Free CPA hopes that the spirit of love gently fills your hearts and homes this holiday season. Marcus Freeze and his staff wish you the loveliest of seasons, and they hope you find many reasons for happiness. After you enjoy the splendor of the season, let Freeze CPA help you with tax preparation, tax planning, estate and trust taxes, and many more. Happy holidays from Freeze CPA.
United Bank and Trust reminds you this holiday season, they're looking back with appreciation for your loyalty and also looking forward, moving into the new year together. Continued success. Yours from United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver.
Warmest thoughts and best wishes from the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. They wish you a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. May peace, love, and prosperity follow you always from Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic.
money tree to your indoor garden and a bit of feng shui to your new year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Money tree, Pachyra aquatica, is supposed to generate positive energy and bring good luck and fortune. The five-parted leaves look like those of a Schefflera plant and are said to resemble green hands that capture happiness and good fortune. Several plants are often grown together and stems braided, representing stored treasure. These plants are often given as New Year's or housewarming gifts. Native to Central and Northern South America, money trees grow in freshwater swamps and alongside rivers where they can grow to 60 feet tall. Grow money plants indoors in bright light and turn often to encourage even growth. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are starting to dry. Pour off excess water or elevate the pot on pebbles above any water that collects in the saucer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
In the middle of a busy intersection, you will find one of the most unique monuments in the world. While some cities honor a city founder, a local hero, this city honors a bug. Yes, a real-life insect that helped the area get back on its feet. It's one of our best of 2017 series, and it's next on this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Boll Weevil today. In 1915, the boll weevil began to destroy cotton crops in southern Alabama. County agents told farmers to look at diversifying their crops. Many began growing peanuts, and by 1920, that new cash crop was flourishing. It resulted in an unusual way for locals to show their happiness for the new source of income.
The idea in the conversation came to be the possibilities of a monument in honor of the boll weevil, recognizing the boll weevil for what it did and what it really helped to bring about in the way of agriculture in this area.
Douglas Bradley shares the story from the Historical Society Museum in Enterprise, Alabama. Local merchant and county promoter Bon Fleming had an idea.
In 1919, he ordered this monument from Italy. The cost of this monument was going to be approximately $1,800,000. A lot of that money he raised himself, a lot of contributions from others. He put a lot of his money into it.
And soon the monument made the trip from Italy all the way to a town grateful to a destructive insect.
Finally, the monument was erected in the center part of the town. The monument itself is approximately 13 and a half feet above the street.
A boll weevil sits upon the top of the monument. In December of 1919, the original dedication ceremony took place.
A big celebration was planned for the city. A lot of dignitaries came in from out of town. George Washington Carver was one who was designated to give one of the major speeches.
However, Carver's train didn't make it to Enterprise due to flooding. The boll weevil remains an unusual but important marker that sits in one of the main intersections of this city. Traveling the countryside in Enterprise, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Deep cycle batteries that won't be used over the next few months can go into storage. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Storing them properly over the winter helps with battery performance and longevity when you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota.
When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Many of you take the batteries out of lawn tractors, boats, and other equipment to store for the winter. Somebody told me once that you can't store a deep cycle lead acid battery on concrete or it will lose the charge after a few weeks. Shane Lawrence is a John Deere Ag Tech instructor at Northwest Mississippi Community College. He says concrete will not discharge your batteries. Years ago, battery cases were made of inferior material that would develop cracks, and if they were left on damp concrete, they would start to discharge. Cases today are tough plastic and can be stored on nearly any surface. However, Lawrence recommends keeping the battery up off the floor for safety reasons.
If it's up on something, you can see it. And if it's on the floor, you're going to lean a shovel up against the wall. You're going to set down a bag of groceries with a can of green beans. Who knows what could possibly fall over the top of it. And if you cross your posts out, well, of course, you're going to have power flow and then it's going to heat up and you could have a bad situation.
Make sure the battery is fully charged and store it in a warm, dry location. Avoid extreme heat because batteries tend to discharge faster as the temperature goes up. Make sure it can be hooked up to a charger, or the next time you need the battery, it might be dead. This happens because even though the battery is idle, the negative and positive plates are playing chemical ping pong.
Every time it transfers it, it leaves a little bit of trash behind on those plates inside the battery. If you never charge it or use it for 6 months, as that stuff's transferring, it's building up. If you run that battery, it doesn't allow so much to build up against the snow fence, because once that plate is covered, then it's pretty much a dead cell.
Find more tips for battery storage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort sends season's greetings and good wishes to you and your family for health and happiness throughout the coming year. M&R Auto Parts is your local CarQuest dealer. Rex and his crew wish you a warm and cozy holiday from M&R Auto Parts.
Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind, to cherish peace and goodwill. To be plenteous in mercy is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season.
Whatever is beautiful, whatever is meaningful, whatever brings you happiness, may it be yours this holiday season from the State Bank of Axtell. The State Bank of Axtell is a locally owned bank. They give their customers the kind of hometown service they have become accustomed to over the years. Holiday greetings from your friends at the State Bank of Axtell.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Other others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. Not to worry, not to worry, I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. It put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you like some. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you, not while
many in U.S. agriculture, pork producers depend a lot on foreign trade. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join 800-plus farm executives in the U.S. and Canada while discovering business opportunities, gaining invaluable insights, and increasing your competitive advantage at the 2018 Top Producer Seminar. During these few short days, you'll hear from nearly 30 challenging and inspiring speakers who will help take your farm operation to the next level. Keynote speakers include Chris Cook, Brian Dodge, and Eric Snodgrass. Visit TopProducerSeminar.com to view the agenda and to register today.
The pork business is no different from many other sectors of agriculture in relying on the export trade. Terry O'Neill has a 500 sow farrow to finish operation near Friend, Nebraska, and is president of the National Pork Board.
Global trade is very important to not just the pork industry, but agriculture in general. So it's important we keep those trade negotiations going and keep NAFTA in place. We can't participate in policy decisions as being a checkoff. But we know we support the research that goes into making those decisions.
O'Neill says U.S. pork is always looking for new markets internationally.
We're looking at Vietnam. We're even looking at India. Hindus don't consume pork, but there's a lot of non-Hindus in India. So there's a lot of potential there when you have a lot of people. And of course, China is always the 600-pound gorilla in the room. Lots of people there. They do produce 98% of their pork. But we know 2% times 1.4 billion people is a big number.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A petition circulating through Colorado is calling for the National Western Stock Show to end the popular event in its program lineup. The Mutton Busting Competition features kids between 5 and 7 years old try to hang on as long as they can by riding on the back of a sheep. An animal rights group calls the event cruel and barbaric. An online petition was started by a woman in the UK and has gained some 82,000 signatures. The entire Western Stock Show is very violent, that says Aiden Cook, an activist with the group called Direct Action Everywhere. Well, Cook is one of 1,200 Colorado residents who signed the petition. Says if we strapped the kids on the backs of terrified dogs, ran them around our enjoyment, people would be outraged, and it's no different than to sheep. The online petition says the sheep see the child as a predator, and animals often leave the event seriously injured. Well, a statement from the Stock Show says the National Western Stock Show takes animal welfare and safety seriously, and every mutton-busting event has strict rules that are enforced for the safety of both animals and children. Officials in Brazil still expecting to resume exports of fresh beef to the U.S. early next year. A Brazilian ag minister spoke at a recent news conference saying his country expects beef exports to the U.S. will resume very soon, but USDA still has not commented on whether or not it'll lift the ban on fresh beef from Brazil. It was way back in June the U.S. suspended beef imports from Brazil over safety concerns. That came after the U.S. had previously rejected 1.9 million pounds of Brazilian beef in March to June. Authorities say the rejections came from abscesses on the meat products caused by a bad reaction to a foot-and-mouth vaccine. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're starting to see a bit of a turnaround for Kansas City wheat, but corn is still under pressure. Soybeans are still holding their own quite nicely. March corn down 1, 351. May corn down 1 at 359 and a quarter here on the last trading day of the year. Kansas City wheat, March is unchanged, 426 and three quarters. May KC wheat is up a quarter cent at 440 and a half. That's going against the grain. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are both still in the red. January soybeans up 5 and a half at 951 and a quarter. March beans up 4 and three quarters now at 961 and a half. All the later months are up by 3, 4, and 5 cents. January soybean meal unchanged, 311.80. March unchanged at 316.10. So bean meal is thinking about it. January soy oil is up 61 points at 33.11. March bean oil up 64 at 33.35. So for the most part, things look good across the soy complex. Well, we've seen some two-sided trade today in livestock. December live cattle, after being up much of the morning, finishing up down 155 at 123 even. February live cattle down 30 at 121.95. January feeders up 52 at 146.12. March feeders up 52 at 142.75. So things, for the most part, look well for feeder cattle, but mixed. The early contracts lower in live cattle. Hogs are still green. February hogs up 50 at 72.05. April hogs up 27 at 75.97. So things, for the most part, look good for hogs. In the meantime, things a little bleak on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 28 points at 24,809. The NASDAQ is down 13 at 69.36. And the S&P 500 is down 3 points at 26.84. So we have issues on Wall Street here in the middle of the day on Friday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm, just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and it looks like farmers are going to spend more time in the courtroom than in the field. I'll talk about yet another lawsuit after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured measured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The state of Massachusetts is being sued by 13 other states that claim a voter-approved law to ban the sale of eggs and other food products from farm animals that are confined in overly restrictive cages is unconstitutional. The states, led by Indiana, filed the lawsuit a week ago with the U.S. Supreme Court, and it follows another action filed by more than a dozen states earlier in the month against California, which has a similar law. Now, the 2016 ballot question in Massachusetts was backed by more than 70% of the voters, and it requires, among other things, that only cage-free eggs be sold in the state by the year 2022, regardless of where the eggs were produced. The law, backed by animal protection groups, defines an overly restrictive cage as one that would prevent an egg-laying hen, breeding pig, or calf raised for veal from standing up, turning around, or fully extending its limbs. In their complaint, the states claim that Massachusetts is attempting to impose its own regulatory standards on farmers in other states in violation of the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. That's right. This law goes back to the U.S. Constitution, which basically says one state cannot impose laws in its location on other states to prevent commercial trade from taking place. And according to the lawsuit, if farmers do not do that, they must forego completely any sales in Massachusetts or to national distributors that may resell products in Massachusetts. Back with the final word after this message.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin all signed on to the lawsuit. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
A fresh Christmas tree is a highlight of the season. But then what? When the tree is no longer useful in the house, give it back to nature on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
If you have a fresh Christmas tree, take the tree outside and find another use for it once the holidays are over. You can toss it in the pond, run it through a wood chipper for mulch, or even cut off the branches to use as decor in your home. Rick Dungy with the National Christmas Tree Association says there are a lot of things you can do. Recycling Christmas trees isn't hard, and you'll be giving back to Mother Nature.
Wildlife love to use something like that for shelter from wind and other things. A lot of people get creative with them and will actually put edible-type things for wildlife on their tree, like peanut butter and suet. I've had people tell me they always put it right outside their kitchen window so that all winter long they can watch birds feeding in the tree right outside their window.
Another idea is to cut up the branches and lay them over perennial beds. They make excellent cover for soil. Next spring, when the limbs have lost their needles, they can be used as stakes to support climbing vegetables like peas. If you have a large pond, Dungy recommends tossing the tree in the water. The dense branches and needles make good cover for small fish to hide from predators. When the wood decomposes, it encourages algae growth.
Very, very tiny fish eat the algae, and then big fish eat little fish. You want to be careful, though, because especially a very small body of water is a very delicate ecosystem. So sometimes you may want to consult with a local Department of Natural Resources person.
If you can't use the tree yourself, contact local government offices, such as the Public Works Department or your sanitation service. Some hunting and fishing groups also collect trees and use them to provide habitat for fish and wildlife. I'm Jody Henke. Find more ideas for reusing your Christmas tree at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, after 2017, the question becomes, is a farm commodity price rally in the offing for 2018? We get the story from Gary Crawford.
For U.S. agriculture, 2017 was yet another year of low farm commodity prices. But what about 2018?
Another year of the same.
Somewhat somber note there from the Agriculture Department's chief economist, Rob Johansson. Here are his preliminary projections for average 2018 crop prices.
Corn coming in at $3.20 a bushel. That's down a little bit from the 2016-2017 crop year price.
Down 16 cents for soybeans.
Soybeans, of course, have been remaining relatively strong in demand from China, but we do see prices coming down to about $9.30 a bushel.
A loss of 16 cents from this past season. Barley prices expected to fall by 36 cents. Some better news, sort of, on the wheat price side. This past season's price, $3.89 a bushel.
We expect that to rebound up to about $4.60 a bushel, but still that's relatively low compared to cost of production.
2017 saw some strength in hog, cattle, and milk prices. Johansson says those prices will likely fall in 2018. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, officials in Brazil are still expecting to resume exporting fresh beef products to the United States early in 2018. The Brazilian ag minister spoke at a recent news conference saying that his country expects beef exports to the United States will, quote, resume very soon. However, the USDA still hasn't commented on whether or not they will lift its ban on fresh beef from Brazil. It was back in June that the U.S. suspended beef imports from Brazil over safety concerns. That came after the U.S. had previously rejected 1.9 million pounds of Brazilian beef from March to June. Authorities say the rejections came from abscesses on the meat products caused by a bad reaction to the foot and mouth vaccine. Brazil is the world's largest beef exporter. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waters use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waterers.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
KNDY.